Coach, you're up right to it. How you telling us what to see a team on the road, especially kind of take over when they did leave that first half?
Well, I thought that's the best, that's the most in tune we've been defensively all year. And fortunately for us, Temple missed shots, obviously. But I think we guarded them pretty good the first half and rebounded it decent. But offensively, we executed. We only turned it over three times, which is a good number for us, although Temple did too. But that's a great number for us. And I thought our guard play was excellent. I thought Sharon and Tyshawn, even though they didn't play a ton of minutes, I thought they controlled the game defensively. And so and our guys were in tune, and they were ready to play today. We haven't really been away from home and felt nervous going into a game. And I think certainly the success Temple has had thus far made us feel that way, which was good for us.
In terms of how everybody else got into the offense-wise, how a lot of guys kind of got going at the right time, especially when they keep guys concerned.
You know what, I thought today for the first time, maybe since we played this year, you know, we got depth, and you guys can see that. We got a lot of good players. But it really, today, for the first time, it really didn't matter who was out there. You know, whether Cole wasn't out there, or Sharon wasn't out there, or Tyshawn wasn't out there, it seems like whoever's in there, you know, contributed and produced. And so, and a big key for us, I think, because of our depth, I think that Temple played a lot of guys a lot of minutes, and they may have got a little fatigued. And then we were still pretty fresh because we didn't have to play guys extended minutes like that.
It seemed like you got a lot of inside points, and especially during the run near the end of the first half.
Yeah.
How much of that inside game was a factor for you?
Well, I think we've got good guards, but we need to play inside out. And our big guys are unselfish enough, and they'll share it enough that if they get touches, good things usually happen. One of my assistants told me at halftime that we scored on 70% of the possessions where the bigs got a touch, you know, inside. They didn't have to shoot it, just where we got a touch. And, you know, so much is predicated getting the ball to the paint, and we did a good job either driving it there or passing it there.
Is that even more important when you're playing on the road to be able to get the ball inside?
Probably. You know, you don't bank on shooting 55% when you go on the road. But I do think, well, it's probably more important to be able to have good possessions and know that you can get to the free throw line or come away with something when offense is kind of stale. And we haven't done a good job this year getting it inside consistently, but I thought we got the ball in deep quite a bit today.
Coach, when you're on top, a lot of people like to find ways to doubt you. You know, you haven't played on the road a lot. Mm-hmm. Temple's tough. This was today's upset special. Did you use those points to motivate your team before?
I didn't know about the upset special.
A
lot of people. We haven't really talked about being ranked number one. We don't talk about that. We just talk about trying to get better. We were put up there to begin the season, and we didn't deserve that. The reason that was because of last year's team's success that we were there, and this year's team hadn't played to the level that, like you're talking about, that's real deserving, in my opinion, and hadn't had many opportunities to do so. So this was an opportunity. I think our guys felt in our mind that our season started today. Not that we haven't played tough games, but we've played at home. Our season started today. So this was good for us.
And Marcus played with the energy like he played today.
Marcus missed two bunnies to start the game, and you could tell he and Keith were tight. And then after that, I thought he played good. I thought he played good. I thought Keith played fine. But I was especially happy for those two to come back home and leave out of here at the win. They've been really good for us.
Can you make a statement to the rest of the Big 12?
I don't know. I don't know about that. You guys read something. You know what I think we did? I think we got a little bit better today. We're not in it to make statements, and we're not in it to do certain things. I do think that from our standpoint, you know, when a team has a season, there's usually something in the season where a team becomes a team, where they kind of do it away from home, or something happens where they kind of grow and bond together. And I don't think we've achieved that yet. And I thought today was a big step forward in doing so. But as far as sending messages, we're just trying to get a little bit better every day.
You guys played pretty unselfishly offensively.
When we get the ball, you know, from to the first, second, or third side, it usually opens up a lane to get the inside touch. And so, I think that we have good enough players that I could give them more freedom and encourage them to do things quicker in the offense. But they're smart enough to know that why take an average shot if we can get a better shot, you know, 5 or 10 seconds later in the possession? And I, you know, for a team that's pretty for two preseason first team All-Americans to come in and give of themselves because it's best for the team, I think is pretty, makes a pretty strong statement.
Coach, you talk about your balance and your depth, but at the same time, Sherron was really clicking early in the game. How much of a difference was that?
Well, see, that's what you got to do in order to get confidence on the road. Have your best players play good early, and it takes a lid off of it for everybody else. So that's a good point. He's got, if I'm not mistaken, he had our first seven, and one of them was a deep three. And I think with when that happens, it loosens everybody else up. So I do think it's most important that your best players play early in the game.
Coach, when you guys are so strong inside. A lot of teams are going to try to shoot a lot of threes if they want to be able to outscore you guys. And you guys are, holding people to under 30% all year. Today, 5 for 29. Can you just talk about, how well you guys have been defending the three and getting a hand up in every shot?
Well, I think we haven't done a great job. But what has happened is, I thought the first half we guarded pretty good. But what happens is, it's definitely if a team can get off 29 threes, then that means you're probably not pressuring out and taking away the three-point shot. So on the flip side of that, if they go 11 for 29, then our three-point field goal percentage defense would stink. And in large part, their players are plenty good enough to make six more shots. So I'm not going to get giddy over them getting 29 threes up. That tells me that we didn't get out to the shooters as well as we should have.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. I guess I'm done. So. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.